Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Welcome back, Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Mully was out today, last couple days. Hopefully he feels better over the weekend. Looking forward to Monday's show already. Could be a wild one. Never know. I'd like to thank everyone today for all their contributions. John Heyman coming in studio. That was a nice surprise. And thank you for everyone who texted and called and emailed and tweeted. And most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday. I'd like to thank Evan Thomas for getting us on the Twitch stream as usual and getting us all that picture nice for the Chicago Sports Network, where we simulcast every day, 7 to 9. You can watch us as well as listen to us. You can throw things at your television if you choose. Also, thank you to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
Morning, Dave. What's going on?
Big Z, thank you, Brad. Not much going on today. Also, thank you to Brandon Fryer.
Do you feel like the ball should have gone to you on that final play today?
I always feel like that. As a receiver, you should want the ball, yes. But, you know, sometimes Joe don't see it, you know?
That was Ja'Marr Chase. I don't necessarily disagree with him, but I don't think he was criticizing his coach, Zach Taylor. Some people have interpreted it that way.
No. You know what the bigger criticism on his head coach was when he talked about, with our numbers, his and Joe,
yeah,
he can't believe how bad they are record-wise.
I can't either.
So who's that in the indictment on?
It's on the coach.
Nobody can. Nobody can believe they're that bad.
But they're not that bad. They're going to be favored in every game they play the rest of the season.
It is. That's a good point.
Record still does not indicate who they are as a team.
They'll be fine.
He is Marshall Harris. She is Layla Rahimi. They are Bernstein and Harris with Layla in today for Dan. Thank you. I don't think that Ja'Marr Chase was doing anything but being honest. And if I were him, I would wonder also. I think everybody watching that game had the same question. Why wouldn't you throw him the ball?
It's not like he wasn't finding it. It's not like he didn't have one of the best games this season.
The question wasn't, should they go for two or not? I think that was a no-brainer.
Yeah,
if
you had watched their defense the prior, you know, however many minutes, 59 minutes and change. Yes.
No-brainer.
No, the no-brainer would have been to just go for the tie. The no-brainer would have been to just kick the extra point.
But then you're going to lose.
No, she's saying if you didn't have a brain, what you would do.
Yeah, if you had no brain, yeah.
I'm sorry, I went super literal.
I think that you have people, though, that were, we had some reaction earlier saying, no, you go to overtime. You take your chances.
On the road? Do they know the history of Joe Burrow and the Bengals and going to overtime and never seeing the ball?
Well, it just happened. I mean, Todd Bowles.
That does need to break at some point.
Todd Bowles broke. He made a bad decision. He put it in the hands of a coin flip, and he paid for that. You go for two. You try to win the game. I had no problem with them doing that. I thought that there should have been a flag for defensive holding.
Oh, yeah.
And then Burrow got hit in the face. Yeah, he should have been flagged.
There were a couple of face mask calls that were missed in that game, and that's egregious. Like, when the referees, we talk about pass interference and how debatable it is, and we talk about other calls, like holding, for example. But when you're a refereeing crew and you're missing obvious face mask calls, and that's been a trend over the last few weeks, I've said it before and I'll say it again until I'm blue in the face. You're going to call a game differently when that's your full-time job on the line.
Right.
And that's where I take issue.
You think the NFL has enough money to pay these people full-time officials?
Yes.
It's really odd that they don't.
Here's the thing. There's too much money in these games.
Especially with gambling
now. With gambling, with corporate America, with everything that's involved, with TV deals. There is simply too much money to rely on any aspect of the game being part-time and deciding an outcome in that manner.
You got to pay your officials, because Tim Donaghy told me and other officials told me who were trading in their first-class tickets to try to cash in. You have to make them beyond reproach. Even though they're never going to be, you have to do your best attempt.
Tim Donaghy talked to you?
His experience told you that? Or did he actually tell you that?
Did you talk to this man?
Did he whisper to you in a corner?
His experience and what he's talked about to others. Not me personally.
You're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, in Odyssey Station.
Yeah.
I think that full-time officiating is something that makes sense. I don't know if they're ever going to do it.
They, which is lazy.
Tell me the cons of not doing it.
You call a game differently when that's your full-time job on the line.
You're asking somebody to devote their entire profession to 18 Sundays a year.
Yeah, I am. I'm not saying you can't moonlight and do other things, but I'm saying it needs to be full-time job with all the benefits, everything. Like, it needs to be your full-time job.
You're paying for their expertise.
Yes.
You're not paying for the hours. And there should be continuing education in the off-season more than there is based on the competition committee.
I think it would make a statement. I don't know how much of it would make a difference. I don't think these guys are making bad calls because they're stressed out because they're working 43 hours a week at their accounting firm.
Here's the thing.
If you didn't have to work at that accounting firm, that would change how you approach your job.
It 100% would. The referee's job is to...
You think it would?
Be free of bias.
I'm asking you to be locked in for 3.5 hours on a Sunday.
But you're also asking them to be free of bias, but yet their employment dictates that they're not. It's a contradiction.
Yeah, and also the continuing education is a great point because you can do more now because they're full-time employees. You can demand of them to have certain classes, certain going through hypotheticals. You can do anything you want once they're full-time.
You can also have standard operating procedures.
Yeah, SOP, baby.
How to spot a chop block, 101.
How to spot a face mask.
Pass interference, 202.
I don't know the level of review they do over their performances, but I'm sure it exists in some form or fashion.
Kaylin Kaler did a really in-depth article about it.
Okay.
And it's as inconsistent as you'd think. They're deciding the outcomes of games. Make them full-time.
And the gambling piece of it is also very compelling because there's a lot of money changing hands and being lost or won based on their judgment and based on a lot of things that maybe you think you could control a little bit better.
All right.
Will you make your Bears predictions today?
I'll make it right now if you want me to, because it's not changing. And there's no big drum roll for this one.
Okay.
17-13 Bears.
That's really under.
That's
listen. You got to show me something.
I was thinking 20-17. I know Mully said that earlier.
They scored 24 points the last 2 weeks.
Mully and Biggs.
It was also the outcome of their the Patriots previous
Lamar Jackson had 197 passing yards and 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
He's Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's not stepping on that field this week.
If either of these quarterbacks on Sunday have that for the entire game, people would be like celebrating them in their home in their football cities.
We would.
Everything's relative, David. Everything's relative.
All right.
That was two different teams on the field last night. That's a different league than what we saw last week.
More than two Patriot wide receivers?
Oh, goodness.
No.
It doesn't work.
I know one of them, and now he's slipping my mind. The one that I actually do know.
Bourne?
Yes, yeah. Kendrick. Yeah. And I've heard the other ones now that the week has progressed, but at the beginning of the week, no.
No.
Absolutely not.
Neither has Drake May. But he's going to come in. If he outplays Caleb Williams, Monday will be a lot of fun. All right, what else you guys got today?
We're going to talk about that, why this game is bigger for Caleb Williams than anybody on the coaching staff, because – David, you asked the question to your listeners. I will give you my answer. The Bears are not cooked, but that coaching staff certainly is.
Okay.
Got that? They can still do things, but the coaching staff, we know what we think of them. Plus, we'll hear some interesting audio that Chris Emma dug up on Pete Carroll weighing in on Shane Waldron, which will make you think. It'll make you think real long and hard. Matt Chatham, former Patriot, joins us at 10:25. Joe Ostrowski joins us at 11:25. We'll talk a little bit more about that Bengals-Ravens game. At 11 o'clock, I'm going to tell you why this season is unfolding much like any of your favorite boarding show schools or movies, whether it's Dead Poets Society, Harry Potter, perhaps, for the Bears, and why we're all just sitting back and yelling at our TV screens at this point. High Noon comes your way at 11:45. Kevin Fishbane visits us at noon. Adam Hoge at 1 o'clock. And the Solid Wall of Sound at 1:25 with Layla and myself.
It's Friday. Have a great show.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.